Welcome to Eastern Sierra Now. I'm your host, Jesse Steele. It is June 1st, and that is a Wednesday. You know, I'd like to point out something that I meant to talk about yesterday, and I didn't get the chance. I want to give a big special thanks to my friend, your friend, everybody's friend, Sean Edwards. You know what I'm talking about. Dial-A-Ride. He won an award for Employee of the Quarter for first quarter of 2022 through Eastern Sierra Transit Authority for excellence in supporting the delivery of safe, reliable, and responsive service to ESTA's passengers. And that is no joke. Any of you that know Sean and know the effort he puts into making sure people get home safe at night is top notch. He is an awesome guy. I've known him for years, worked with him for years through the bar scene, and he is great. So good job, Sean, man. That's really good and well-deserved, buddy. So let's real quick cut over to Amy and talking about our sponsors for today's episode. Amy?
The Eastern Sierra Now podcast is brought to you by Coppertop Barbecue, High Point Solar, Northern Inyo Hospital, Astorga's Mexican Restaurant, Mora's Mineral Treasures, Mammoth Brand, Mammoth Lakes Chamber of Commerce, Brood Awakening, Shorty's Speed Shop, Giovanni's, Perez Quality Tire, Bishop Hauling, Sierra Light Gallery, and listeners like you who donate at patreon.com/EasternSierraNow.
This is Emily with Mammoth Lakes Tourism, reminding you how to recreate responsibly around town. Walk, bike, and ride the bus. Reduce single-use plastics with a reusable water bottle that can be filled at water filling stations throughout town. Follow local leash laws and pick up after your pet. Don't litter. Recycle appropriate items. Don't feed our bears by always securing dumpster doors. Learn more and make your commitment to keeping Mammoth Lakes beautiful at mammothpromise.com.
Okay, thank you for that, Amy, and thank you for that, Emily, from Mammoth Lakes Tourism. Such good advice coming out of them. Real quick, I have to say, I know what's going on with the app. Found out this morning. I just checked it right now while those commercials were happening. It is still not on there, but my guess is it will be on there tomorrow, probably around noon. So what happened was, when we turned it into Apple, there was a checkbox that needed to be checked, allowing them the right to publish it. And because we were so rushing trying to get the app put on for Mule Days, we might have neglected to click the box. So we clicked it this morning. It's good to go. It says 50% of apps get posted within 24 hours, 90% within 48 hours. So there's a solid chance that by noon tomorrow, you will have that app in your hand. I'm tired of making excuses about it. So if it's not ready tomorrow, I'm not even going to bring it up because it's just so cool is what bothers me. If it's just something I'm trying to peddle, who cares? Whatever. But you guys are going to get this and just be like, oh my gosh, how did I live without this? For everything local, from dining to, you know, restaurant reviews to food reviews to entertainment. Where is the entertainment happening tonight? You know, I'm located here. What's close to me? You know, where's the hotels? Where's the, I mean, everything you could possibly want to know is going to be in one place for you on your phone. Hurry up, Apple, please. Okay, let's talk about some news, shall we? So there's a Mono County COVID testing and vaccination clinic, if you're still doing that. It's Mondays are at Canyon Lodge, and that's 1000 Canyon Boulevard, 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. Wednesday is Canyon Lodge, and Saturday Canyon Lodge, all of those 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. There's a public health weekly testing clinics, PCR and antigen, and that's Fridays at Mono County Civic Center. That's 1290 Tavern Road in Mammoth Lakes, 11 to 1. And then there's the public health pop-up testing and vaccination clinics in Bridgeport, Levining, Walker, Chalfont, all over the place. There's a bunch of them. I'm not going to read them. Go to EasternSierraNow.com where you can find that list to see where they are close to you. And for more information, you can call 760-924-1830. That's the public health department, and you can request testing at any time, especially if you live out on like the Highway 6 corridor and you can't make it to those other places. So Inyo County Search and Rescue safely evacuates climbing party from Mount Emerson. Approximately 2 p.m. on Friday, May 27th, Inyo County Search and Rescue coordinators received notification that an emergency satellite beacon had been activated on Mount Emerson, reporting that a party of three climbers had a member with a broken leg high on the southeast-facing climbing route at 12,000 feet. The SIR team was activated, and the first team members started to arrive by 3 p.m. A helicopter was requested, and CHP H-80 was able to respond. The SAR team noted that a cold wind system was forecast to arrive and persist through the weekend, potentially affecting the ability of the helicopter to be able to hoist the patient, and thus making the possibility of the party spending the night out on the mountain a potential life-threatening situation. Shortly before 6 p.m., a hoist was attempted and failed due to gusty winds. The first SAR responder was dropped off at 10,500 above Loch Leven Lake near the Paiute Pass Trail. Over the next 2 hours, five more SAR members and their equipment were inserted via H-80 on the same spot. The last drop-off occurred in the dark. The earlier arriving SAR team members started climbing the southeastern face route right at dark, with the first SAR member arriving to the patient around 9:45 p.m. The patient was assessed and packaged in a vacuum splint and rescue litter. By approximately midnight, the patient and other uninjured subjects were ready to begin the long process of descending the route with the SAR team. Due to extreme rock fall hazard and the dangers of working in the dark, cold, and windy conditions, the descent was executed in careful stages, minimizing the number of people exposed to rockfall as much as possible. One SAR member would rappel a 300-foot rope and establish an anchor in a safe spot. The uninjured subjects would rappel to that spot. Next, the litter with the injured person would be lowered on two ropes. Each of those cycles took about an hour and a half. The process was repeated five times, and the patient reached the ground at about 9 a.m. From the base of the route, it took about 3 hours to carry and wheel the litter out to the trailhead and waiting ambulance. There was one minor rockfall incident, resulting in a painful but not serious injury to one of the SAR members. Not all accidents can be prevented, but there are things you can do to stack the odds in your favor. Prepare for the worst. Having warm clothing would have really helped this party. Had they had to spend the night, it is questionable whether or not they could have survived the conditions. Remember, you are not guaranteed a rescue, as was the case with this rescue. Due to inclement weather or lack of available resources, it could take many hours for rescuers to reach your location. Whenever you venture into the wilderness, you should have a plan to solve your own emergency should the need arise. Reaching the summit is far less important than returning safely. Calling SAR or pushing your SOS button is the same as calling 911. Only do so if you are in a life-threatening emergency, or you need specialized assistance beyond what you are qualified to provide. Recognize when illnesses or injuries become too serious for you to handle on your own. Of course, some injuries do require outside assistance, and this party did the right thing by calling for help. Though Mount Emerson is often viewed as a moderate alpine climb, it is a serious undertaking. Many climbers are not familiar with the tools and techniques to manage the rockfall hazard. Route finding is challenging. Emerson is a site of frequent rescues and should in no way be considered a route for a beginner, other than if you are being led by a qualified guide. And that comes from the Inyo County Sheriff's Department. So, all good information. We're glad those guys were fine. Sorry about the broken leg and, you know, the poor search and rescue guy got hit by a rock. That sucks, but at least he was fine. So, yeah, good on those guys. They do such a good job. I mean, imagine that is one of your jobs. Hey, it's 2 a.m. You got to go hike up this mountain and find somebody who fell. That's crazy. I mean, those guys are heroes, man. Good job. Very, very good job. Before we get to our last story of the day here, let me remind you that tomorrow at noon is Emily Bryant with Mammoth Voices out of Mammoth Lakes. So it'll be noon to one. You chime in on your lunch hour, basically, and listen to Emily give a talk about all the happenings for Mammoth Lakes tourism. And trust me, there is a lot going on there. So please, at noon, go to Eastern Sierra Now. You can find the link underneath Mammoth Voices, a forum. There you can access the event, and I will see you there. So, now that Mule Days is over, the next big event for our area is, of course, the Monster Energy Mammoth Motocross, and that is June 17th through the 26th. Witness this summer's best spectator sport, where top motor riders compete for the coveted Mammoth Bear Trophy and championship title at the Monster Energy Mammoth Motocross. With 7 days of adrenaline-filled competition, this event is not to be missed. You can bundle your lodging, moto tickets, and commemorative t-shirts together and save 20% off on lodging if you use the link that you find at Eastern Sierra Now. And you also can check out which day each racing class is practicing and competing for all the adrenaline-filled fun. That link is also at Eastern Sierra Now. So you're going to want to do that. Trust me. So head over to EasternSierraNow.com, click on Drop the Gate for Mammoth Motocross, and that is where you will find all of that information. Such a cool event. You know, amazing. Got to interview Jeremy McGrath there one time, and those of you that don't know, he was like the Michael Jordan of motocross of like all time. He was awesome. So such a nice guy. Had a good interview. Just super cool. So anyway, love that event, and we definitely will be heading out for that. So I think that's going to be it for today, guys. We'll keep it short. I guess that's not really... Yeah, it's still short. So we're getting out of here. Just like to thank our patrons real quick. Allison, Sam, Fran, Tiffany, Val, Deborah, Ida, D, Tomato Head, and Margaret. Thank you so much for supporting local news. And if you would like to get on with that and help be the first ones and the cool ones to jump on board with supporting the greatest news source in the area and the fastest growing, then please go to patreon.com/EasternSierraNow. Thank you all so much, and yeah, like me, keep going to the App Store and typing in Eastern Sierra Now. I promise you it's going to be there. I know I've been saying that a lot, but now I know for a fact why it wasn't there, so it will be there in the next couple of days, and you are going to love it. And you know what? Once you get it, I want you to comment just on any article. It doesn't matter. I see them all. Comment whether you like the app or not. You can send it to me at info@EasternSierraNow. That's fine. Do you have some ideas? Maybe this would be better. Maybe this would be better. You know, maybe this is cool. Whatever. Go for it. I love that. All of that's great because we can help build this so that everybody is completely stoked and happy. And that's the number one thing you go to when you want local area news and information. So thank you again so much for listening, and we will check with you tomorrow.